radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIEFM.com 91.5 right here in Brevard County. This is the Refresh Radio Program. My name is Bob Arthurs. We are live in the studio on this post-election day. And actually, we're broadcasting live on Facebook live stream right now as well. We've never done that before. And we just want to welcome you. Hope you got a good night's sleep. And what I'm here to do today is to give you just a little bit of perspective from a spiritual perspective on how to process election successes and election disappointments and things like that. I don't know about you, but my ballot did not go 100% the way that I wanted. There were some things that I voted for that went the way that I wanted to. There were some other things that I voted, and it's like, oh, that didn't go that way. So today I want to take you to begin with to Psalm 118. And I'm going to read a portion of this psalm and just comment a few little things on there. And then I'll take you to where I was this morning. I got up and I was doing my devotions, and I found a lot of different things in Luke chapter 21 that I feel like can speak to us and give us some insight and in how we can go forward from here. So we do want to thank you for tuning in. Psalm 118 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. He called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity." We're going to stop right there this morning. One of the things that I noticed when I got up this morning is that the sun still came up in the east. The covenant promises of God were still in effect. And so while many who operate from an earthly mindset think that many times that the world as they know it has come to an end, you and I do not respond to that same way from a biblical standpoint. So I want to encourage you today, let your spirit rule and reign. And if you experienced victory last night, then I encourage you to celebrate and praise God, but do that in a spiritual manner, not in an arrogant and a boastful manner. You and I, we need to realize that elections come and go. The political tides in America and in Florida, here in Brevard County, they come and they go, but the thing that remains the same is God is always on the throne. In verse number 22 here of Psalm 118, it says, The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So for those things that I voted for, that others more voted against that than voted for it, or voted for it rather than against it, however you want to put that. But if there was rejection of your voice on some other issues, then you and I, we have this great opportunity to appeal to the King of Heaven and say, okay, God, either I missed it or the majority of people missed it. And so rather than fix my eyes on that, I'm going to fix my eyes on you. I would much rather be approved by men, or approved by God and rejected by men, than approved by men and then rejected by God. And so Jesus was rejected, but yet God made him the chief cornerstone. And so you and I in our life, we may from time to time experience setbacks. I was reading this morning in my devotions in the latter part of Luke. I was finishing up the Gospel of Luke this morning. And Jesus had told the disciples that they were the ones who were with him during his trials. And so if you have experienced a little bit of adversity or whatever, then I just encourage you to know that God did not abandon you in your trials. The disciples were with Jesus during his trials. And so I want you to fix your eyes on him and recognize that if an election went your way, if an election didn't go your way, then you can still look around and see, you know what, God is with me during this process. It says in verse number 23, this was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, this morning, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little on the sleepy side because I was up watching election returns till past midnight last night. And then I had to get up early this morning to be back in here. So there was a little bit of a sleep deficit there. And if you know my personality, there's always in the back of my mind this little thought that if I fall asleep, I could oversleep. Now, there's not much chance of that, but I overcorrect. And so I sleep very lightly whenever I've got to be someplace at a certain time. You and I, we need to realize this Wednesday, November the 7th, right now, is the day that the Lord has made. And we're not to focus on the failures of the past or even the victories of the past. We are created to rejoice and be glad in it. And so be glad right now. Be glad that your sins are forgiven. Be glad that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Be glad that you've got breath in your lungs and that you're alive today. And as we've been teaching here on the radio program, there's the will of God for you to do. And so you and I, we are on this great adventure that God not only wants us to discover his will and fulfill his will for our lives, but he wants us to do it with joy. And so this morning, that's why we did this Refresh Radio Live on Facebook right now. Hi, Mom. My mother lives in a different time zone and she's watching. There's another person that's on there as well. And, so we just welcome you today. So this is now, you got to understand, on Sunday when we do our live stream videos, that is because my kids do it. I generally don't do a lot of live streaming. And so I had to rediscover how to do that this morning, but it is a joy. Also in Psalm 118, it says in verse number 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And so I want you to know I'm a steward of my civic responsibility to vote, and I exercise that, but my trust is in the Lord. I don't know about you, but I've had politicians who've told me one thing and it just didn't happen, you know, and that's from both sides of the aisle, that you know, they said they were going to do this and it didn't happen. And so I want to put my trust in God because he will not lie to me. He is a trustworthy God. He is faithful. And to the faithful, he shows himself faithful. So I want to encourage you today that you and I have the opportunity to put our trust in the Lord. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. So you want something to praise God for today? I guarantee you, I'm going to look right into the camera here. I'm talking right into the microphone. Here is something to praise God about this morning. The political commercials on television are going to go away. The mailers that you've been getting in your mailbox by the pound are going to go away. Is anybody rejoicing in the Lord yet? The incessant phone calls that have been going on. Now, I posted on Facebook something. It might have been yesterday. Days run together for me, but there was one of those robocalls that came in and said, "Look, when you vote, we're going to quit calling." And it's like, that sounds like a promise, but my wife and family, we early voted because we know that surprises can happen and cars can break down coming home from work and things like that. And so our day starts too early to get to the early polls. And then many of them work 35 or 40 minutes away. And so that puts a little bit close as far as getting the polls. So we like to vote early, but you know, they told me that they would stop calling. But guess what? They didn't stop calling. They didn't stop calling. In fact, when I got home yesterday, there were more phone calls and there were more phone calls. And it's like, so when they told me that, you know, when you vote, we're going to stop calling you. I said, you know what? For the 2020 election, I want to vote. I want to vote today. I want to vote. And so that they don't call me over and over and over again. You and I, we know that's not going to happen. We know it's not logistically possible. It's not legally possible. So I'm going to put my trust in the Lord today. Verse number 13 says, "But the Lord helped me." Psalm 118, verse 13, "But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." In verse number 17, it says, "I will declare the works of the Lord." Verse number 25 says, "Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity." And biblical prosperity is not just a financial thing. It's a spiritual prosperity. I don't know about you, but I want a prosperous marriage. I want my relationship with my wife to be healthy and sound and abundant in every area. I want my relationship with my kids and my parents to be that same prosperous way. I want my relationship with my people at church to be prosperous. I want prosperity in every area of my life. And 3 John 2, when it talks about prosperity, it says, "May you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers." So as we're looking at this particular psalm, we need to get to the place where we are thriving in our soul and we are thriving in our spirit, and we will find that there is a great deal of prosperity that goes on in our life. So how do we go forward here today and after the elections and all of the contentiousness and divisiveness and discord? First of all, I want to take you to Luke chapter 21. We're going to just share a few principles here. These are talking about end time related events, but I want to take just a few nuggets out of here to share with you about how we can function in this very contentious day and time in which we live. It says in verse number 13, "But it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." So it will, whatever is going on in your life, when you know that the Lord is directing your steps and ordering your steps, You've got to know that wherever he leads you, it is going to turn out for you as an occasion for a testimony. So today, Wednesday, November the 7th, you are going to be led by the Lord, and it is going to give you an opportunity to testify about the goodness of God. In verse number 19, I'm sorry to go through this so fast this morning, but there's so much that I wanted to say, and only 27 minutes and 30 seconds to address it with you today. It says, by your patience, possess your souls. That's in Luke 21, verse number 19. And that means to set, to acquire, or to possess. And it means to take your thoughts captive. That's what's being talked about in Luke 21, verse number 19. When everybody else is all filled with division and strife and discord, you and I, we have the opportunity to say, you know what? I am not going to let my thoughts dictate to me. I am going to take my thoughts captive. And so when you think the whole world is going for you, you say, you know what? I know better than that. When you think the whole world is against you, you say, you know what? I know better than that. And I know that God is living inside of me. And so I'm going to exercise the patience and the self-control that is necessary. And I'm going to own this day. The Lord has given this day to me. He's given this day to you so that we can march forth in authority and in power, and we can testify to the goodness of God. Don't let the problems or the disappointments or the struggles or the victories. When I got into the office this morning, I had phone calls that were waiting for me of people in the hospital. There were people in the hospital before the election, and they were experiencing some disappointments because they had so looked forward to vote, and now they were in the hospital, and that's not a polling place. And so they had to possess their soul with patience. And so exercise that control that you have been given, the spirit of self-control. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Verse number 31, we're in Luke chapter 21, and it says, so you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. I want to remind you that the objective is not to have a comfortable place to live here. That's nice. That's well. That's fine. That's good. It's great. I mean, I'm thankful for my house, and I'm thankful for the job that I have and the cars that I drive. But the goal is the kingdom. The goal is the kingdom of God, and so that's really what I want to possess. I want to get after the kingdom of God. And so when you see everything around you either going a direction you want or maybe it's falling apart, remember that the kingdom of God is near because the king is living in your heart. And wherever the king is, the kingdom is there. And so I'm very, very thankful that we can keep our eyes today focused on the kingdom of God. And, I've got this philosophy, and that is whenever politicians say that they're going to try and help me, I just grab for my wallet because I figure it's going to cost me something. But, I'm thankful that we live in this great country where there is a political system in place. But my focus is on the kingdom of God. I want the king to be glorified. The fourth thing that I want to address with you is in verse number 34. And it says this, but take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. Now, here in Brevard County, we have a broad spectrum on the political landscape. And you know what? Jesus loves each and every one of the people in Brevard County. And he doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants all to come to everlasting life. And so whether you're Democrat or Republican or Democrat, put it out there both ways so nobody thinks that I'm picking on one or the other. I want to share Jesus with you. That's the thing. And so you today will find a lot of people that'll be happy. You can go to other parts of the state or the county, and you'll find people who are very disappointed. I had a person that I heard, I don't know them, never met them, but they said that if the things weren't going the way they were going to, you know, that they were going to get plastered. That's not going to make anything better. That'll make things a lot worse. You know, you just don't really want that to be your coping mechanism when you've got a Savior who wants you to know that you can take heed to yourself. You can possess yourself in a manner of self-control. And you say, you know what? I've got an opportunity to learn something here. And so I don't want my heart to be weighed down with carousing. I don't want to go out and be celebrating in a reckless manner or anything like that. My daughter is already texting this morning and describing some of the things that she encountered on the way to work this morning, accidents and fires and things like that. And so there, some of that stuff is caused because people do not operate in self-control. They go out and celebrate, and then they get intoxicated, or they get high, or they're huffing, or any of those sorts of things. And then the next thing you know, their life is forever altered. So take care how you deal with yourself. And it said, don't let your heart be weighed down with drunkenness. And so that, I mean, there's a direct scripture that is talking about how that one person said, you know, this is how I'm going to cope with the election tonight. I'm going to make sure I'm going to have a lot of alcohol on hand. Well, that doesn't do anything for you except for cause you to wake up in the morning and you know, possibly been, you know, start off your day sick and incoherent and lethargic and all of that. That's not a path to victory. So don't get weighed down. Instead of trying to drown your sorrows or drown the problems that you face, I encourage you to say, God, how do you want to equip me to overcome this situation? You have promised that you have made me more than an overcomer. Okay? And it goes on and it says, and the cares of this life. There are so many problems. You know, after I get done with this radio broadcast, I will be going to the church, setting some people up for a project they're working on, and then I'm headed to the hospital for hospital calls because there are things that are going on. And, you know, I don't want to be drowned. I don't want my heart weighed down with the cares of this life, and I miss out on what God has for me today. One last scripture, and then I'm going to let you get about your day in victory. And that is in Isaiah, the 50th chapter, and verse number 4. It says, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. So today you and I have been awakened with a wonderful opportunity to tune in and hear what God has to say for us. That's my approach this morning. You know, when I go to bed on Tuesday night, I don't know what the election results are going to be. When I turned on the television this morning, there were still races that had not been determined. And there were some things that went my way, some things that didn't go my way. But I still had the privilege today to come before God and say, God, what is it that you want me to say to equip those who may be weighed down with the cares of this life, who may be have put their trust in the systems of man, and today they need to hear about the greatness and the goodness and the constancy of God. You can rest assured Jesus will never leave you and he will never forsake you. And today he wants to speak to you and I, not just a word for us to hear, but that you and I can learn something in the process. Is there anybody thankful that today we get to be a student in the school of the Holy Spirit. We get to be a student at the feet of the master, where he will speak something to us and we get to learn in the process. That is fantastic to me. I don't know about you, but when I was in school, when I got to choose my teacher, that was phenomenal, because there were some teachers I didn't learn too much under, and then there were some other teachers that impacted my life still to this day. Today, avail yourself of the opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear what he has to say, and you will learn something. And then it says that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Why don't you find somebody today? Say, pray this prayer and say, Holy Spirit, would you lead me to someone today that I can be an encouragement to? It might surprise you who that person is. I've got a person that I've got a check on. They're having surgery this morning. I'm going to be encouraging them today, and I'm going to be speaking words of life to them. And so you today, we have been awakened today. He was going to awaken us tomorrow as well, and he's going to open our ear. You know, we're really excited that we are blessed to live in America. We have the opportunity to worship together. We have the opportunity to speak to one another. And I just want to encourage you today to do exactly what we've been talking about. Find someone today that you can refresh. That's the name of this radio program. You know, I don't want to talk too much about the election results. I'm not telling you who I voted for or who I voted against. I'm here today to refresh you, and because I want you refreshed. The body of Christ needs you. Your community needs you operating and functioning at your spiritual best, and that will happen when we set aside all of the distractions and the coping mechanisms of the world and say, God, you are with me. You're going to help me. You're going to equip me. This is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. If you're dealing with rejection issues, don't worry about those things. Just fix your eyes on Jesus and say, you know what? I've been rejected before, and God helped me through that, and he will help me through this as well. So I want to thank, I see about four people that have been with us on the Facebook live stream today, and that's pretty exciting. So glad to see you all out there. And encourage somebody today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station, WMIE. Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Rogers. We're talking now about how to have fellowship with God. Many of you are saved. You're on the way to heaven.
but you're going second class because you are not enjoying that fellowship. I want us to see now how we can restore that fellowship, how we can get rid of those secret faults, those hidden sins that divide us from the Father's smile and the Father's face, and have that sweet one.